This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 8th. God's word to you today is the charge. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19, from the New King James Version, and it says, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This was the charge Jesus gave the disciples after his resurrection. Then Jesus says, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This simply means fight. Matthew 28, verse 20 says, "Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen." Jesus saying, "I am with you always," means that you will not fight alone. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17 says, "But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions, then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you." On one hand, God says, "You will not need to fight." And on the other hand, he says, "Go out against them tomorrow." This is where a lot of people get it twisted. God is not saying you should sit back and do nothing. God saying you will not need to fight means that the victory will not be by your strength, but go against them tomorrow. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase 10,000. This is why the Bible says, how can one chase 1,000 and two will chase 10,000 if the Lord does not fight for them? God is going to be the super over your natural. Then you will be supernatural. That is why you need to fight. Zechariah 10 verse 5 says, "They will be like mighty warriors in battle, trampling their enemies in the mud under their feet. Since the Lord is with them as they fight, they will overthrow even the enemy's horsemen." You have to fight because God has a promised land for you. When God told the Jews that he had a land for them flowing with milk and honey, take note that God never made a reference to the giants there. He never acknowledges the giants. Never. He says, "Go and possess it." The spies they sent came back to report that the land was indeed flowing with milk and honey. But God did not tell us the total picture. There are giants in the land, and we look like grasshoppers. God will not tell you about the giants because they are not your responsibility. You need to understand that every promised land, every land flowing with milk and honey, is occupied by giants. Any land devoid of giants is not worth your while, because I can guarantee you that the land is not flowing with milk and honey. Every good land is occupied. And since you are going to take possession, you have to dispossess the giants. You have to fight. Let us pray. I declare in Jesus' name that like a mighty warrior in battle, I will trample every enemy because the Lord is with me. I will overthrow the enemy's horsemen in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.